The first hedge which you can do in the stock market will lead to the so-called Black and Scholes equation. So for the stock market, we saw that a log normal distribution of the price increments is actually better justified, and you can model the price evolution of a share if you know its volatility and its drift. If you neglect here for simplicity the payment of a dividend and also neglect the transaction costs which you need to pay when you buy something on the market, then you can combine one option, which will be a call or a put or anything derived from the underlying share. So you can combine one option with a constant number minus delta of the underlying share. And we saw that if you now calculate the incremental change per time step, you can calculate the value of the portfolio inserting the Ito lemma into the expression to calculate what is the deterministic and the stochastic contribution of the incremental value of this financial derivative. Now, if you choose delta appropriately, then the second term proportional to the Wiener increment will be cancelled out. So you eliminate the randomness and the portfolio becomes deterministic and therefore has to earn exactly the same risk-free rate as paid by the central bank. Therefore, you can now take the Ito differential, which you calculated, insert the value for delta, and write that this incremental value of the portfolio has to be equal to the incremental value at the risk-free rate on the right-hand side. And this directly leads to the well-known Black and Scholes equation. The Black and Scholes equation, in fact, shows that the return from a delta-hedged portfolio, which is the two first terms in your equation, is exactly balanced by the return on a bank deposit. That's the two last terms in the expression. And this Black and Scholes equation describes the price of stock options, and in fact, any option, any derivative, which can be derived from the underlying. You see that as a parameters, you have only the spot rate, R, which is the return from the central bank, and the volatility, which can be measured from the market. In fact, what you may consider as surprising is that the drift of the underlying share does not appear at all in the expression. This is rather an important finding, and we'll see later on how it becomes important. In mathematics, the Black and Scholes equation is known as a partial differential equation. It's partial because it has partial derivatives to first order in time, that's the first term, and up to second order in the asset price. That's, for example, the second term. It is backward parabolic because it has, in fact, only one characteristic. I defer you to the partial differential equation course to find out what this exactly means, and it is not of central importance here for this course. The Black and Scholes equation really has strong resemblance with the heat equation in physics, except that in this case, the price of an option diffuses with respect to the underlying rather than the heat diffusing in a medium. To solve the Black-Scholes equation, you have to impose a final condition. Since it is now backward parabolic, you have to integrate backwards in time. This terminal condition, final condition, is exactly the same as the one which we discussed in the previous sections for a variety of options. In addition to the terminal condition, you have to impose boundary conditions at the edge of your simulation domain. For example, in the case of a put option, you know that it becomes increasingly unlikely that you will exercise a put option when the price of the underlying becomes extremely large. And therefore, the value of an option when the price goes to infinity becomes strictly equal to zero. On the contrary, if the price goes almost to zero, then the log normal increment of the asset will also go to zero, or actually the increment itself goes to zero. And therefore, the expression, the value of the derivative, becomes entirely deterministic. The random nature doesn't play any role anymore, and then you can discount back in time the value of the derivative simply at the risk-free rate. So much for the Black-Scholes equation, which describes the value of option derived from the stock market.